but it'll be your fault, not God's. Because God's not withholding anything from you if you'll do what He says, if you'll love Him with all your heart and not love other things more than you love Him. I'm going to share a testimony about my own life with you. I thought the greatest happiness I could ever have was being married, having a family, having my own place, having a job, and just living happily ever after. And that was a blessing from God. But what happens when the commitment you made was not made by the other person, and that person runs out on you, wants to divorce you? If your fulfillment and happiness came from that marriage, where's your fulfillment and happiness now? Are you with me? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You're devastated. But God, it's like the guy looking for God to save him. God sent him everything he needed, but he rejected it and died because he wouldn't hear and see the provision of God. And you know what I learned through all that heartache and all that pain? Honey, I've lived it. I can talk about this. I know what I'm talking about. You know what I learned from all that? That my fulfillment and my happiness would never be realized with another person in my life, but with God, the first place and the only person in my life that I give my entire life to. Everything else is a byproduct of His blessings. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. You want to fight? Fight with the Word. Don't fight with me. I didn't say it. I'm just reporting it to you. If you're mad about something, if you're not happy with where you're at, you better think about who you're really fighting against. Honey, you're not fighting against me. You know what? You're not fighting against me. You're fighting against God. Guess who's going to win? Amen. Let's go on. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. He's even telling you what to do. He's not just giving you the choices. He's giving you the right answer. How many have had an open book test in their life? Amen. About the easiest test you could ever take, huh? Because the answers are right there in front of you. That both you, and it's not just for you. You're probably not alone. That both you and your descendants, listen, that both you and your descendants, life is not about you. You're not here for you. God didn't put you on this earth for you. He put you on this earth for other people. And in doing for other people and giving your life in service to God is what brings happiness and fulfillment to your life. If you're all about you, honey, you're going to be miserable the rest of your life. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. He set before you life and death, even this day. It's every day. It's new every day. Just like your salvation is new every day. If you're not going to listen, don't come and cry to me. I won't waste your time, and you won't waste mine. If you come to a man of God or a woman of God and seek counsel, the smart thing to do is do what they tell you if they're inspired by the Spirit of God and you know it. The mark of a fool is one who repeats his mistakes. I'm going to let that go right there. I won't say any more about that. Verse 20. That you may love the Lord. Why do you choose life? That you may love the Lord your God. That you may obey His voice. And that you may cling to Him. For He is your life. Did any of you have life, really have life, before you knew God? Come on now. Let's be honest. I didn't have any life before I knew God. Or what I had, what I thought was life, was really not life at all. It was a miserable existence. See, the enemy's plan, let me tell you, The Bible says he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Can I tell you, I can tell you that's true. Because my life, even though I knew I was loved, was miserable. And everything that people tried to do that they thought was demonstrating their love, while it was providing for me and taking care of me, it left me empty, with no self-esteem, and wanting to commit suicide. And at the age of 16, I stood there in the kitchen while my parents were on vacation with my sisters, with a knife to my chest. And were it not for the grace of God and the fact that I love Him and that I didn't want to hurt somebody else, I'd have taken my life that day. But I couldn't, because I wasn't as important as they to me as they were to me. Did you hear what I said? You're not here for you. You're here for God's purpose. You're here to be a blessing to somebody else. Life is not all about you. It's about what you can do for somebody else. If what Jesus did is not good enough for you, if it's not enough, then let me tell you, why would a person sit in a place, continue going through, and continue fighting for people who don't put any value in what they say? And they're not even being paid for it from the natural. Why would they do that? There's only one answer: the love of God. Loving God. Loving Him so much that he or she will do whatever He says, even though there's really nothing physically they're getting from it, but spiritually they're getting everything. Amen? What does that? Amen. You want to be happy in your marriage? You consider the other person. You want to be happy in a relationship? You consider the other person. Wrong thinking is, what am I going to get out of this? Right thinking is, what can I do to bless that person? And you know something? The Scripture says, in blessing you will be blessed, in cursing you will be cursed. It's your choice. If you're happy where you are, you like what's going on, then don't cry anymore. Raise your hands and rejoice, because you're getting exactly what you want. And you know what? Whether you say it or not, your actions show what you really want. If you really trust God, you'll do what God says. If you don't trust God, you'll do it your way. You'll do it by what you think you know, or how smart you think you are, or how spiritual you think you are. And honey, let me tell you something. The Bible says, no person is an island unto themselves. I made a statement to Bill. I sat there this morning, first thing when we walked in, and I made a statement to Bill. I need God. Because without Him, I guarantee you, I'll make the wrong choices. I'll do the stupid things. I'll bring the devastation and calamity on my life. I'll bring the heartache on my life. How many know what I'm talking about? How many will say, by raising your spiritual hand, I'm not asking for physical hands, raising your spiritual hand and saying, God, that's me. I've tried it my way, and I've had nothing but trouble in my life, and I'm tired. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted. I'm tired of not seeing the things of God. And it's not because God's not doing things in your life or He doesn't want to. It's because you won't let Him. Hello? Verse 20. I'm going to finish verse 20, and then we'll move on. That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life. That's where we live. That's where all that rabbit trail took us from. And length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. I'm going to try to wrap this up. Psalm 119:11 says, the word of God is hidden. In your word have I hidden in my heart. For what reason? That I might not sin against you. That's Psalm 119:11. And in closing, Mark 4:18 and 19. This is the parable of the sower. But you need to carefully think about, maybe even close your eyes as I read this, and think about where you are and what's going on in your life. You want to know why the Word's not operating in your life? In some of your cases? Listen to this. Verse 18 is the parable of the sower. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. What's sown among thorns? The Word of God. The Word of God is the seed. And it's sown among thorns. The thorns, what are that? Outside influences, outside ideas, fear, torment, worry, anxiety. These are the ones who hear the Word. Oh, you heard the Word. And verse 19 says, and the cares of this world, what are the cares of this world? What am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? What am I going to have? Who am I going to marry? What's going to happen to me? Man, you all just are not in an amen mood this morning, are you? And the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering in, the desires of other things entering in other than what? Other than God entering in, choke the Word and it becomes unfruitful. It's not effective in your life. Family of God, beloved, blessed ones, it's not God's fault, it's your fault. He said He's given you everything. He's put men and women of God in your pathway. He's put people who love the Lord and who are close to the Lord to help you in the time of trouble. Not to condemn you, not to belittle you, not to berate you, but to bless you and to show you the right way and to help you walk the walk. Amen? If you've done something wrong, don't run from God, run to Him. I'm going to close with this statement. When I raised my children, let me tell you something. You never met a more ignorant person when it came to raising children than me. But I had to trust God. First of all, I knew that child was a gift from God, and I had a responsibility to God to do right by that child. To do right by that child. Even if that child didn't respect or do right by me, that was my responsibility because it was God's gift to me. And God would hold me accountable for what I did with that gift. But can I also say to you with that, just a quick footnote, if the child doesn't respond right, it's not your fault. Don't worry about it. Put it in God's hands. Cast all your care on Him because He cares for you. And He'll bring about the desired outcome. Because He told you, He's telling all of us, just like He told the jailer when Paul and Silas were set free in the prison, when the jail shook, you'll be saved and your house. Amen. Oh, you missed a good place to shout. But anyway, I told my kids, I said, listen, if you ever get into trouble or do something wrong, I'm not telling you I'll help you get out of it. But what I am telling you is I will walk through it with you. I will never turn on you. And when it's all said and done, I will never throw it in your face or use it against you. And that's the love of God. We make mistakes. But you know what the biggest mistake we make? Is staying there when we know what to do and don't do it. Are you with me? Amen? We break God's heart. Just like a child who's disobedient, who doesn't do what they're supposed to do. When we tell them what the right things are. And the reason we tell them is not to control them, not to lord over them, but to keep them from making the mistakes we make, to keep them from falling into the pits that there are out there in life because they haven't experienced life long enough. If you're a teenager or a young adult, you haven't experienced life like somebody who's 65 or 63 or whatever, somebody who's been around a lot longer than you. And let me tell you something, you'll never come to a place where you're smarter than they are. Did you hear me? You'll never come to the place where you're smarter than they are. The Bible says the gray hairs show experience and wisdom. Why? Because we've been there and done that. We made the mistakes. Now we're trying to keep you from making the same mistakes. Hello? And if that irritates you, then honey, you better go back and try to find out what love's all about. Because you're not walking in love and you don't understand love. That's called laying down your life for others. The same way Jesus laid His life down. You and I. Does anybody here this morning feel condemned? Or do you feel lifted up? Praise God. The shame is not in what you've done. The shame is not coming and letting the love of God replace the shame in your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Let's get ready to give God His tithes and our offerings. Did anybody get anything out of this morning? Did you get blessed? Hallelujah. Do you all know that I love you? And I'm here for you. I was sent here for you. You're important. You're all part of the body of Christ. And there's not one of you when you're missing that is not, listen to me, that is not important or that is insignificant. There's something missing when you're not here. Amen. There's something missing when you're not here. And if you're in struggle in your life right now, if you're disillusioned, then this is where you need to be, because this is where the answer is. It's not running around out there. Amen? Bill, before I start to preach again.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we are really blessed to have a pastor like Pastor Bill. And Father, we really appreciate your word that you had for us this morning. Many times we do need to be disciplined, Heavenly Father. And I'm speaking of even myself, Father, because I know you're talking to each and every one of us, but yes, without you, we are nothing.
Yes.
And with you, we can do all things, Heavenly
yes.
Father.
Yes.
And that's the joy of being one of your kids. And Heavenly Father, it's such a blessing to be that and to follow you. And we ask you to bless each and every person that's here this morning and to touch their hearts so that they know you in the same way you have shown yourself to me and Pastor Bill. Heavenly Father, it's such a joy to serve and know you. In Jesus' most precious name we pray these things. Amen.
Don't give me the credit. Give it to God. Amen. He deserves it. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, God's not here to condemn or to judge anybody, and we're not. But if you're struggling in an area of your life this morning, God's not here to embarrass you. And like God, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. We're here to see you set free, to stand with you. If you need prayer this morning, if your heart's not clear this morning, then don't leave here because you're too prideful to come and get prayer. God's giving you an opportunity to be free this morning. He is Lord. Amen. If you need prayer, you don't want to come up here, that's fine. Just raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your boldness. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, you see these hands. And Lord, I raise my hand too, Lord. I'm not where I want to be. I'm not where I need to be. I'm not where I should be. I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet. Lord, I confess, we confess together this morning, we need you. We need you, Lord. We don't lean to our understanding, but we accept by faith everything that you've said and everything that you promised. And this morning, as I stretch my hand out for each one of these that raised their hand, Lord, you see those hands. And I thank you, Lord, that your word is working and effective in their life. It's bringing a change right now. I release them in Jesus' name from the bondage that's been there, from the lies the enemy's tried to bring, and I set them free according to your word, and because of the work that you've done, Lord, that you did make us free. And because you've made us free, we are free indeed.
Satan, you're on notice. You have no more right to be here. You have no hold on them. They're free, and they're God's kids. They're not yours. So we agree with them. We stand with them and for them. And we thank you, Lord, for freedom this morning for every person who came in this place today. Especially for those who raised their hands and said, God, I need you. I need your help. We proclaim freedom. We proclaim release. And we speak to them, you are released in Jesus' name. Now go and do the will of God. Seek him. And all of the blessings will flow from here on out. We need you, Lord. More today than yesterday. And we're going to need you more tomorrow than we do today. But we want to do it your way. We want to be right with you. So we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. May the very God of peace, may his countenance shine upon you. May he go with you. May he continue to bless you abundantly in this life. And Father, right now we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. Seal your word in our hearts. We thank you for the release, for the peace that we've received this morning, and for the truth that set us free. Now, Lord, we just ask you to bless our fellowship. We sanctify the food that we're receiving, both to partake of now, Lord, and the fellowship, we sanctify it, and also the food that we're being blessed with from the food bank, your provision, Lord. We give you praise and glory and honor and thanksgiving forever. In Jesus' name, amen.